Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Coco Tea Party, and I'm Candice. 各位好，欢迎来到可可茶话会。我是 Candice 凯南斯。今天呢，我们要学习的三个短语同样和马 horse 有关。来看看第一个句子。Did you hear that Sally and Bob are going to get married? I'm not joking. I heard it from Bob himself. So it's straight from the horse's mouth. 这个例句有点长，我们再来听一遍。同时呢，你也来猜一猜这个短语 from the horse's mouth 的意思。Did you hear that Sally and Bob are going to get married? 你听说 Sally 和 Bob 要结婚了吗？我可不是在开玩笑的。I heard it from Bob himself.我是亲耳听见 Bob 告诉我的 So it's straight from the horse's mouth 所以呢这样的情况就是 straight from the horse's mouth If you hear something from the horse's mouth You hear it directly from the person concerned or responsible 这个短语从字面上来解释呢意思就是直接来自于马的嘴巴可是这个俗语的真正意思是你听到的消息是真实的因为这消息来自可靠的来源因为远在人们还没有使用过汽车的年代呢人们是依靠马来作为他们主要的交通工具认为马是十分可靠的例句的意思是你听说了没有 Sally 和 Bob 要结婚了 get married我可不是开玩笑我说的是实话我是听 Bob 自己讲的因此呢这个消息是完全可靠的 Did you hear that Sally and Bob are going to get married? I'm not joking, I heard it from Bob himself So it's straight from the horse's mouth I tell you, I know for certain that Lisa will be promoted to manager The boss told me himself So it's straight from the horse's mouth告诉你啊，我知道 Lisa 肯定会被提升为经理的，提升 promote to， 这是老板亲口告诉我的，这个消息是绝对可靠的。I tell you, I know for certain that Lisa will be promoted to manager. The boss told me himself, so it's straight from the horse's mouth.第二个句子 I am so hungry I could eat a horse 这个例句就非常简单了意思是我真是太饿了我能吃下一匹马 If you are very hungry you could eat a horse 如果说你非常饿的话你可以夸张地说你连一匹马都吃得下再来看一个例句 After a hard day's work John could eat a horse 辛苦了一整天约翰觉得饥肠辘辘 After a hard day's workJohn could eat a horse. For a guy like you, you've been waiting to be my guy too. 来看看今天的第三个例句。To get married first and then get a job is getting the cart before the horse. 这个例句中出现的短语是 putting the cart before the horse.When you put the cart before the horse, you are doing something the wrong way round. You try to do things in the wrong order. 马拉车当然是车应该在马的后面，而不能够把车放在马的前面。所以呢，如果你 put the cart before the horse, 那么你的做法是不对的，你的行为是反过来的。这个短语的意思就是本末倒置，其中的 put 也可以替换为 get, 而 cart 还可以用 carriage 来表达。所以例句的意思就是先结婚后找工作那可是本末倒置不过每个人的想法可能是不一样我们来看看其他的例句 They had bought all their furniture before they had a house This is really putting the cart before the house 他们还没有房子就买了全部的家具 furniture 这真的是本末倒置了 They had bought all their furniture before they had a house This is really putting the cart before the horse OK, 在今天的节目中呢我们学到的三个短语都和马有关。第一个是 from the horse's mouth, 消息的来源可靠可靠的消息来源。Could eat a horse, 指非常饥饿连马都吃得下。Put the cart before the horse, 本末倒置。今天的节目就到这里，下一期更多地道的短语等你来掌握。感谢收听本期节目，再见。